Please check in Kilo Oscar.
Huh?
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Bravo Delta Mike. It's Jim and Taylor's by Echo Link. I'll be negative and negative.
WMJB, CAN4RJN. WMJB, CAN4RJN.
JNW2MJB.
Roger. Marcus, John, I want to check into the net tonight, and I will be available for AGQ later, but I'm expecting a phone call, and it'll probably happen right about the time I need to check in. So if you can go ahead and put me in the log and put me down for comments later.
Will do. Thanks, John. Be holding that here in about 5 minutes. I'll have you put you down and put you down for AGQ.
Tell Wendy I saw the hawk the other day, so he's back.
She says good.
CAN4RJN clear.
MJB clear until 9 when I start the net. QCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. No announcements or traffic. We will go ahead and begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGQ portion. Before calling the individual groups, though, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. First off, taking priority is my wife, KN4HTB, sitting here by the kitchen table, keeping me company. And next is W4FCM Fred in Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his wife, Isla, and for IEI. After that is Carol, KM4RGX, as well as KW4TS, Jim, checking in. Instead of on Echolink as normal, he's checking in early. Next, we have KJ4HYC, Shane in 6 Mile, and KC4W Bill. And then just before the net, KN4RJN called in, checking in, and he is written down for a little bit of RAGQ toward the end of the formal portion. With that, that's it for the early check-ins, so we will go ahead and take a moment to give new hams only a opportunity to check in. New hams only, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like we don't have any new hams right now, so we'll go ahead and start with Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control. Doesn't look like there's any Echolink stations for the time being, so we'll go ahead with the RF check-in. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll start with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Hey, Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
JP? Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Please check in Kilo Yankee 4, Alpha Echo. That's KY4AE. My name is Kendall. I'm in 6 Mile. And
W2MJV. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
In, out of turn, short time. Q9 Oscar Hotel, K9OH, that's Billy. Now in Anderson. Good evening to you, sir, and all net, 73.
MJV. Whiskey 4, Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha. Sorry, W4BFA, a Pat north of Traveler's Rest, negative and Nick.
W2MJB, Nick, control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a great group of check-ins for Alpha through Delta, beginning with KK4DMW, Rick, in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you, Rick, for coming along and checking in with me tonight. Next, KO4AOW, David in Inman, and KY4AE, Kendall in 6 Mile, and our net manager, W4DJW, Dave there in Greer. Thank you all for checking in. Next is K9OH checking in shortly from Anderson, since he's relocated from Columbia. Thank you for checking in tonight, Billy, and have a great evening. And lastly, we have W4BFA Pat in north part of Traveler's Rest. Thank you for checking in tonight, Pat. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Yeah, this is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta. However, it looks like there is an Echolink station that came up, so we'll switch over and grab this Echolink station for the time being. Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha. Bill in Buenos Aires, I'll be negative and negative.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge, 2 meter net, checking in KO4ACA, Bill, down in Buenos Aires, Argentina, I guess that's where he is. That's the only Buenos Aires that I know of. Welcome, Bill, and thanks for taking the time to check in from South America. Be safe and have a great evening. With that, we'll go ahead back to the RM check-ins. Next, we have Echo 3 Hotel. Please call W2MTROL.
Please check in KJ4HIA Gene, G-E-N-E. And please check in my wife, Robbie, KJ4KOX, Greenville, downtown, negative and negative.
In Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie. This is John. I'm on a handheld out near the Anderson Airport. Check me in now, please.
2MJB. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Negative, negative, right, Mark? Thanks.
Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Quebec, Papa, KO4, EQP, Josh and Emma, negative and negative.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KJ4HIA, Gene in Greenville. And he brings along his wife, Robbie, KJ4KOX. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gene, and have a wonderful evening there with your wife. Next is KJ4HKC, John, on his HT near the airport. Thank you for checking in tonight, John. And if you're listening to the air traffic, have a wonderful evening. Next is KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Thank you for checking in tonight, Harry. And KO4EQ, QP, Josh and Edmund. Appreciate you all checking in with me this evening. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Echo through Hotel, so we'll go ahead and move to the India through Lima group. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative and saying the 73s for each one of you.
MJB. Hello, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI on HT. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
2MJB. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
MJB. W-E, that's Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, Larry in Piedmont. No traffic and no comment this evening. Thanks for calling the net. Have a great evening.
Control. KK4, LPX.
MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo in North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight with me, James. Next is Andy on Table Rock, KI4LZI. And after him is Larry, our friend Larry there in KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, Larry, and have a wonderful evening. And another Larry there in Piedmont, K4LWE. Thanks for checking in, Larry number 2. And then the last check-in, you were way down in the noise, and I couldn't pull you out. I got a KK4A for call sign, and that's all I was able to get. If you can recheck, move around a little bit, and try rechecking, I would appreciate it. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last station, if you want to check in a little bit later, after you get, if you're able to move to a new position, please do so. I'd love to get you in the log tonight. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll go and move to the next check-in group of Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo, November 4th. Uniform, Bravo Golf. That'd be KN4, UBG, given. And I'm over here in Blue Ridge. Backside of Taylor's. I'll be on the HT. Good evening to you, Mark. Hey, everybody on the deck.
And Kilo, Juliet, 4, Papa, Alpha, Foxtrot, Gina. Also, Kilo, Juliet, 4, Papa, Alpha, Golf, Jeff, in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. In and out, please. Good evening.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo, 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton, Edmund. I'll be negative, negative.
Get to MJB. K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel, Pat and Malden, no traffic, no comment, thank you sir.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to recognize the following individuals, KN4UBG, Kevin, in Fountain Inn, one of our close neighbors, and next is KJ4PAF, Gina, in Kings Mountain, and she brings along her husband, Jeff, K KJ4PAG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gina. Next is Walt, K4OIM. They're in Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, Walt. And lastly is Pat, K4OSH. They're in Malden. Thank you all for coming along and checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. 2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Mike through Papa, so we'll move to the next check-in group. Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Control.
So this is Kilowatt, Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic and no round table.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing JD KF4RVH in Berea. Thanks for staying up tonight, JD, and checking in with me, and have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control. JB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango. JD, it looks like you own that check-in group tonight. So we'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Check me. Good evening, sir. Mr. Mark, hope you're well. And hello to all my friends on the net. Please check in. Fletch, K4YNG in Easley, and will be negative and negative.
Fletch, and hopefully you're feeling well tonight, and have a wonderful evening. The next check-in, though, was way down in the noise. There was some background noise. I'm not sure what it is. It was coming through and kind of blanking out most of your transmission. I got KO4WNF. My wife says it was KO4WTF, but that was about all we might have gotten. So if you can move around a little bit and try to get rid of that noise and recheck, I'd be really glad to get you in the log.
Control, number 4, Hotel Tango Uniform. Do you copy? Control. Ken, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot, Todd, from Williamson, negative and negative.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Todd. I did get that time. That's Todd in Williamston, KO4WTF. Thank you for rechecking, Todd. I appreciate it. Still had a little bit of noise, but you did come through better on that that last try. W2MJB. Any other check-ins? Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like there's no other check-ins. And uniform through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and open it up for the large group. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Edson. No traffic, no roundtable.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4DJC, or DJC, that's Jerry and Anderson. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jerry. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
Uniform, do you have a copy on me?
W2MJB, I heard somebody just come through and asked if there was a copy. I think we may have doubled. Please recheck.
November 4, Hotel Tango Uniform, trying to check in. Do you have a copy?
It's got the Kilo November 4 Hotel Tango uniform. What's your name and location? Your name's not coming up in my log. 4HTU, can you come back with your recheck with your name and location, please?
Got his volume cut down. He can't hear us. KI4LZI4.
LZI, yeah, we'll probably just pull him off of the FCC website after the net, and so I can get his name and location here in my log. But thanks for the input. One last call for check-ins, Alpha through Delta, before we close the formal portion of the net. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Romeo Oscar Whiskey, Richard and Grable, good evening. No traffic, no roundtable.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. I appreciate you checking in tonight, Richard. And my wife just informed me that I misspoke and was calling Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
November 4, Hotel Tango, Uniform.
W2MJB, go ahead.
Tango Uniform, Hotel Tango Uniform, KN4HTU, wishing to check into the net.
KN4HTU, yeah, I'm picking you up just fine. Apparently you're not catching me. KF4LZI, am I still coming through okay?
Through loud and clear, but intermittent. Over.
It's my radio station that's having a hard time, not his. So appreciate the check on the radio station, on the radio.
W2MJB, W4DJW.
W4DJW, W2MJB, go ahead.
Hey, Mark, there's nothing wrong with your station. You're not breaking up at all. He might have his squelch set too high such that the repeater can only break his squelch every once in a while. John, you may want to turn your squelch down significantly until you hear the white noise constantly and then bring your squelch back up just enough to make it stop cutting it off. It sounds like your squelch is set at the wrong level. But, Mark, you're 100% solid all the time, no issues, no white noise, full quieting. W4DJW back to net control.
W2MJB, thank you for the confirmation of my transmission and quality. With that, I'll go ahead and do one last call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC 2s. Right now, John checked in early and wished to remain to be invited to do the RAC 2 after he made a call. KN4RJN, are you available to RAC 2 for a few minutes?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I got the call right in the middle of my alphabetical group, which is what I figured it would happen. But we got it worked out. Anyway, it's a good thing Wendy's there to keep you straight. I did tell you that the Hawk group returned, did I not?
Did. You told me that the Hawk did return, and she was happy about that. How big is this Hawk? Is it adult size, or is it just a small one?
Well, he's pretty good size, but from his, from just his general behavior, I get the feeling that he's either a juvenile or a young adult. I think he has successfully scared every squirrel out of my yard. He disappeared there for a while and went off, and then I saw him the other night with walking the dog, and I saw him, he's flying about 2 feet off the deck, swinging, you know, around the trees in my backyard. And then shot up into a tree, and then I haven't seen him today, but I'm pretty sure he's out there because the groundhog is nervous and the squirrels have all disappeared.
It's really nice. With a hawk in your backyard, you don't need to have a cat. Or if you do have a cat, make sure the cat doesn't get out in the backyard so the hawk doesn't haul the cat off.
Well, the only cat I had that went outside was Fred, and Fred was about 20 pounds, and he died here a year or two ago. But he would go out from time to time. I doubt that hawk could have picked Fred up. Fred was a big boy.
Good for Fred. Sorry about hearing about his passing. It's always sad when a good pet passes. So we've had an interesting day the other day. Wendy sent me a text in the mail, or in the phone, not in the mail, on the phone, and showed me a picture of our ceiling in our bonus room above the garage, and there was a little bubble in the ceiling, and come to find out our air conditioner had frozen up a little bit, created about 10 gallons of water in the return vent. It's one of those flexible ones with insulation on them, and basically what they told us is that we need a new air conditioner. They charged it up first probably about 3 months ago, 2 months ago, and it's already down 3 pounds. So looks like we're going to be getting a new air conditioner. Fortunately, we have three, and so the others keep us a little cooler, but it's an expense we didn't expect, but my wife will be happy with being cooler in the upstairs area.
Yeah, I had an issue with my upstairs air conditioner. It just stopped working, and then it would start working again and whatnot. And they came out to service it, and it started doing that shortly after they serviced it. So I called them back and raised the dickens with them. And turns out that the drain line coming out of the upstairs unit was clogged up. Water would accumulate in the pan, and there's a little sensor in there that when the water starts accumulating up to a certain level, the unit just shuts off. So they said, well, it's, you know, the guy checked the unit and he saw water dripping out of the pipe on the outside of the house, so he figured it was okay. I'm sorry if it's subject to that ought to be part of your regular maintenance. They wanted to charge me another, you know, $65-$70 to come out and clear out that line. I said, no, that's not going to happen. So the guy called his boss, and I got off cheap, but, And a brand new P-pumps. We had those installed when we bought the house because the old ones were, you know, 20, 25 years old, and I knew they were going to die either in the middle of the summer or the middle of the winter, one way or the other. So, yeah, I've been there. Done that, got the t-shirt.
We were reading up on it because they quoted us like a 14 SEER, which is probably the bottom end of the rating now that they're installing, and a 16 SEER. And I think the unit that we had in there was probably an 8 or a 9, somewhere in there. And reading about the different ratings and the cost savings, etc. And basically it was saying that you can get up to like a 21 SEER, but when you get up above 16 SEER, generally something that might cost you $300 to fix on a 14 or 16 SEER unit will cost you three times that or more on one of those better, what they call maximum of like a 21 SEER for energy consumption, etc. So I think we'll probably go with the 14 SEER since it's greater than the one we have, and then live with that for the next 8 years or so.
Now, the fancier they make them, the more expensive it is to fix them, and the more likely they are to break down, but it seems like. But yeah, ouch. You know, I hate it when they do that, but in any event. So what's going on in your world there?
That was probably about the biggest event in our life this weekend, other than being able to get out and mow the lawn. I was going to do some trenching to finish off the sprinkling system on the right side of my house. So I went over to Home Depot to get a trencher, and they come up with a new policy. I don't know when they come up with it, but a guy was walking back around and then said, wait a minute, we've got a new policy that you can't load if it's not a trailer. If it's not a trencher with a trailer existing with it, that they cannot load it into the back of a pickup. Any equipment that they have that's not trailered requires a trailer to haul it, and therefore they're more than happy to rent me a trailer from their rental system if I don't have one. And so either I was a little frustrated because either they're trying to scam me or scam the customers for an extra bit of money by forcing them to rent a trailer, or people have either dumped their equipment off of the trucks and damaged them. So they're doing that to prevent damage. So hopefully it's a damage thing and not that they're trying to scam people out of more money for renting a trailer. So a little frustrated with that. So now I guess I'll, instead of trenching it, I'll just dig the grass up and do it all by hand. Besides, I need the exercise.
Yeah, that sounds like if you haven't got enough sense to secure your load in the back of your truck and you drop your stuff on the highway, I guess, you know, if I were the guy that sold it to you, I'd say, you know, I'm sorry about that, but, you know, if you haven't got enough sense to secure your load, then I don't know what to tell you, but I'd be more than happy to sell you another one. But to require people to have a trailer, they're probably trying to avoid a lawsuit, I suspect, if somebody drops a piece of equipment like that out on the interstate on the way home because they didn't secure it, some lawyer somewhere would try to, you know, sue the company.
I'm sure you're correct there, even though, you know, it's a little frustrating for those who, you know, try to use common sense on what they do. But other than that, it's been pretty quiet around here. I think Wendy's bought a chocolate pudding or some milk so she can make some chocolate pudding. She made one earlier, but the crust she had, the graham cracker crust, had gone rancid. So she's going to do a retry, and hopefully this time it will turn out nice and tasty. So unfortunately, it's not going to be something cooked, so you won't be able to smell it over the radio, John.
Does this mean you've given up on the diet? Is that what you're saying?
No, I haven't given up on the diet. I'll just eat little teeny pieces here and there. But we still got to use those crusts before they go rancid so that we don't lose that money. It's kind of an oxymoron, I guess, if you want to think of it that way. Spending the money on a nice fattening dessert, and just so that you don't lose the money on the crust. Over.
Sorry, I had to stop laughing there for a minute. Yeah, that's as good an excuse as any. And if that's your story, stick with it, brother.
You know, if I can't haul a trencher in the back of my truck, I'll make no sense by having a pie just so that we use the crust up so it doesn't go rancid. Over.
That's as good an excuse as any, but hopefully second shift has shown up by now, so I'll back on out of here and let you get to your pie. But you take care, tell Wendy we said hi, and have a good evening. KN4RJN, I am clear.
You too, MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, John, for the few minutes of rack chew. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control. Net Control, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. Name is Alex. I just pulled into the driveway in Central. I'll be short time tonight. 73.
Yankee, India, Robert, Mobile, Greenville.
This is W2MJV, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KI4DDD, Alex in Central, just pulling into the driveway. And W4IYI, Robert there in Blacksburg. Thanks for you two for checking in tonight. Any other check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tomorrow night, W4DJW will be calling the net. Please come by and check in with him. I'm sure that he would really appreciate the check-ins with y'all. And the net report will be submitted electronically. I'll break for a minute, fill that in, and you'll be hearing it just in a few minutes, or a minute or less. W2MJB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.